Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her 7 pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous, she's simple, she knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. In the end, there are only 2 paths and 2 houses. There is the path of wisdom and the house of wisdom, which is the path of everlasting life and the house of the Lord Himself. And then there is the path of folly and foolishness, which leads to the house of death in the depths of hell. The path of wisdom is a path of humility, quietness, learning, understanding. Her house is a house of soundness and holiness, beauty and truth. Her ways are ways of instruction, justice, and learning. Her house is built upon the rock of Jesus Christ and His holy apostles and prophets. Her pillars are strong and sound, standing upon the truth of God and upholding it for all to see. Her sacrifices are worthy and acceptable to God. Her wine is pure and fresh unto the Lord. Her bread is strength to fulfill the word of God. Her table is doctrine and fellowship with God and man. And the fear of the Lord is the path to enter into her house. And within her house, you can gain the knowledge of the Holy One. But you must leave simplicity, and you must forsake the foolish and live, in order to go into this way of understanding. But if you will not forsake the way of folly, if you will not receive instruction, if you refuse to depart from your natural ways, then you will end up following the foolish woman of false spirituality. For she is loud and makes a big scene. But ultimately, she is simple and knows nothing. She entices with sweet waters, waters that are stolen from others, and with secret bread, but it's bread of deceit. She sets her seat in the high places of the city. She sits as a queen and lives deliciously and glorifies herself. She offers self-love and self-promotion, but her house is a home for the dead, and her guests are in the depths of hell. So let us beware. Let us take heed. Let us seek the Lord for His fear, so that we may walk in the path of His wisdom and dwell in his house forever. Let us not be seduced down the path of folly and false love. And let us not end up in hell. Proverbs chapter 9.